Pope Benedict XVI is en route to Italy after a week of World Youth Day celebrations in Sydney, Australia. Chris Altieri reports.
Pope Benedict XVI was met at the airport by Australia's Governor-General and other civic leaders of New South Wales. Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd farewelled the Pope.
Your Holiness, your visit has been of great significance to Australian Catholics, to the wider Australian Christian community, and indeed to all Australians. Your visit is also of significance in the relationship between Australia and the Holy See. For 35 years, our two states have enjoyed excellent diplomatic relations since my predecessor, Prime Minister Gough Whitlam, established that relationship in 1973. Today, I announce that for the first time, Australia will have a resident ambassador to the Holy See in Rome. And today I announce that the government will be recommending to His Excellency the Governor-General the appointment of the former Deputy Prime Minister of Australia, the Honourable Tim Fisher, as Australia's first resident ambassador to the Holy See. In doing so, Australia will join the 69 other nations with resident ambassadors to the Holy See. Your Holiness, I am confident that Mr. Fisher, Ambassador Fisher as he will be, will discharge this position with dignity and enable Australia and the Holy See to work together on the great challenges we face in the world.
Speaking ahead of the Prime Minister, Pope Benedict XVI thanked federal and state officials as well as residents and businessmen and women, noting gratefully the enormous effort of coordination an event like World Youth Day requires.
We have opened your doors and your hearts to the world's youth, and on their behalf, I thank you. The principal actors on the stage over these last few days, of course, have been the young people themselves. World Youth Day is their day. It is they who have made this a global ecclesial event, a great celebration of youth, and a great celebration of what it is to be the Church, the people of God throughout the world, united in faith and love, and empowered by the Spirit to bear witness to the risen Christ to the ends of the earth. I thank them for coming, I thank them for their participation, and I pray that they will have a safe journey home. I know that the young people, their families and their sponsors have in many cases made great sacrifices to enable them to travel to Australia. For this, the entire Church is grateful.
Pope Benedict said the experiences of prayer and the joyful celebration of the Eucharist were an eloquent testimony to the life-giving work of the Holy Spirit, present and active in the hearts of young people. The Holy Father went on to say, World Youth Day has shown us that the Church can rejoice in the young people of today and be filled with hope for the world of tomorrow.
Dear friends, as I depart from Sydney, I ask God to look down lovingly upon this city, this country, and all its inhabitants. I pray that many of their number will be inspired by Blessed Mary McKillop's example of compassion and service. And as I bid you farewell with deep gratitude in my heart, I say once again, may God bless the people of Australia.
At a special ceremony in a great public park in Sydney called The Domain, before heading to the airport, Pope Benedict also thanked the thousands of volunteers who helped make World Youth Day 2008 a success.
Your efforts have prepared the ground for the Spirit to come down in power, forging bonds of unity and friendship among young people from widely different backgrounds and rekindling their love for Jesus Christ and His Church. In the crowds that have assembled here in Sydney, we have seen a vivid expression of the unity and diversity of the universal Church, a vision in microcosm of the united human family that we long to see. In the power of the Spirit, may these young people make that vision a reality in the world of tomorrow.
Before departing Sydney's Cathedral House this morning, Pope Benedict celebrated Mass and met with four Australian victims of sexual abuse at the hands of clergy. The Pope spoke privately with each victim after the liturgy. The Pope said he shares in the victim's suffering and desires to help bring them comfort. The Holy Father spent a few moments with each victim, expressing the sentiments of shame and anger that he voiced on several occasions during his visit to Sydney.